Blog Talk Radio.
Stephen B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B. To the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us, let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is part of the Shellcaster Networks. This radio show is the 2018 nominee for the NACAMA, National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award. This radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B, and I'm the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. And according to the late Wyman, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she says Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on us all. That was my dear sister right there. I have a recent quote from an interview I did with Issei Essimarai from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. We had him on the show as the producer for the acapella group Divine Experience on one of one of the lead vocalists, Brandon P.K. Smith, was on that show from Tampa, Florida. Issei said, I really appreciate this quote from Issei. He said, my radio voice, my energy, my creativity is refreshing, and nobody does it better because nobody's going to outwork me. I really appreciate that quote from Issei. And also have a quote from Brian Malone from Committed Acapella Chorus from Rogersville, Alabama. He was on the show 3 weeks ago. He said, Stevie B, well, actually it was 3 months ago. He said, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio. Also have a quote from an interview I did with Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man in acapella Christian music. That's what they said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. Also, a recent quote from, well, the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. We lost Irvin here the earlier part of the year. Now, Irvin was coming on this show, debuting his new music. We're really going to miss him. And this is one of his quotes, so I really appreciate this quote from Irvin C. He said, Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man. He said, I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music. I also have a quote from Mr. Ooh-wee himself, Dorian Paul from Houston, Texas. He's been on the show a couple of times. He says, Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere because we need you. I also have a quote from my dear brother, Jeremy Roberts from Hyatt, Virginia. We interviewed him on the broadcast. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio. That's what they say, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they say. And then I have a quote from Anthony Blunt. He's the radio host for the Gospel Train that airs on Sunday morning on 94.7 FM, WWBC 1510 AM in Rockledge, Florida. He said the same thing during our interview on his radio show. So it must be some truth to it. And I got a few more quotes, and I'm going to be done with these quotes. I have a quote from Kenneth Rave from Made New Acapella from Louisville, Kentucky. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos. Also a quote from the comedian Tim Prygin right here from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, well, listen to this quote from Tim. I like this quote. He said, now there are many great Stevies in the world. like Stevie Wonder, that made nothing but classics in the music game. But you also need to know my guy that's killing the radio game, my guy, Stevie B. And then I have one last quote I want to tell you, my dear brother Ali Ezell from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella Christian music.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
All right, let me get this big-eyed bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. We're flying 30,000 feet tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday night. But you can't be the blaster master if you're not dropping any bombs on your radio show. That's why I dropped them bombs. I said, boom, boom.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh, yes, we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, Camille Acapella Chorus, and many, many more. I want to hear from our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show if you want to holler at me at 713-955-0508. Or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and listen to the live show there. Now, I just clicked on the website. And you will see my show on page 2, I do believe that is, page 2, and you'll see episode number 272 on that Blog Talk Radio website. If you want to send me an email, my new email address is butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, and just let me know who's riding with me on the blast tonight. I'm trying to lift up your spirits with these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night, and Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
At the bottom of the hour, I'll be featuring my song of the week. We want to feature a song, tell you a little bit about the artist, and this song will get two plays on the show tonight. We'll also be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. And we also will be featuring on the broadcast my Funny Bones. You know, I love those comedians because laughter is good for the soul. We'll be featuring two comedians on the show tonight. And during the broadcast, we'll be featuring my shout-outs. These are just some people I've been meeting in my local area here, meeting on social media, and people I've been meeting in my local area here right outside of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who are listening to this radio show, and they just love acapella gospel music. And I actually been meeting people who've never even heard acapella gospel music, so just a thrill for me just to be able to introduce them to this great music that we get to enjoy here on The Blast on a Friday night. And I just want to show them some love and let them know how much I appreciate their love and support for this radio show. I don't know what that is. Something's going off here. It's trying to alarm me about something. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did want to say something about that social media. Now, I am no longer on Facebook. Now, you can find me on Instagram, but I'm not on Facebook. I'm not going to tell you the circumstances behind that, but just know that I'm not on Facebook. So a lot of these shout-outs that I'll be doing will be coming from Twitter, the other Instagram platforms, but I will not be taking any shout-outs from Facebook because me personally, I'm no longer on Facebook. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that because I'm kind of upset about that.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
And also on the broadcast, I have my monthly triple spin for the month of August, we'll be featuring the group New Image out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll be playing them on every show except my top 20 countdown show for the month of August. And also have a feature called my O100s. And I'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. And she says, Stevie B, you got to play something for the old folk. So I considered what she said. And of course she was right. So I came up with the feature of the O100s. So she was with me from the beginning, and I really do truly miss Yvonne the General Connor. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. So you got Stevie B, that's me, the Blaster Master, loose in the booth on the ones and twos.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I go through the show tonight, as I go through my playlist, I will be announcing the previous interviews that I've done on this broadcast with the various artists and producers and comedians. And I've interviewed on this radio show in the past few years. And I'll tell you what episodes they appeared on as I go through the playlist tonight. So you can go back and listen to those previous episodes if you missed certain artists you want to hear or certain people that's been on the show that you would love to hear their interviews. You can always go to my on-demand episodes on those various musical platforms, wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from. Just search for Stevie B Media Production, whether it be on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube, just to name a few. And I also did some recorded version of these live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And all that is I took my voice out of the show. I did the whole show over again, used the same playlist. I just took my voice out of the show. Now, some people say that's a blessing. I don't know, but that's just what they say. And the sound quality is excellent. It's in beta hi-fi, so you will really enjoy what you're hearing from my recorded version shows. Now, these recorded version shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B Recorded Version Shows.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Now, I have some upcoming events I want to make you aware of before we go into the show. On August the 19th, I'll be doing my top 20 countdown show for the month of August. And on August the 26th, my special guest on that show will be George G. from Miami, Florida. He has just relocated from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, and he'll be debuting some new music on that broadcast. And also on that same show, I'll be having comedian Valente Hood from Nashville, Tennessee. So that should be a good show. And then on September the 2nd, JT Edmerson, a.k.a. Cali JT from Exodus 2.0, will be debuting their new single on that broadcast from their new 2022 album, The Lord is in This Place. And on September the 4th, that'll be a Sunday now. Now, pay special attention to this. On September the 4th, that's a Sunday, there will be a special edition that I will air here on Blog Talk Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this special edition has to do with Exodus, the Untold Story. Now, this is going to be broadcast on a variety of platforms. They'll be streamed, but I'm doing an audio since I don't do video. I do audio only. But I will be airing this show on September the 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be Exodus, the Untold Story, and we will be broadcasting it on Blog Talk Radio. Yes. Via Blog Talk Radio through Stevie B's Media Production. Now, on October the 7th, my special guest on that show will be the Lamplighters from Mount Bayou, Mississippi. And on November the 11th, my special guest will be Vision from Houston, Texas. They have a 2019 album, While I'm Still Young. Looking forward to having those brothers on the broadcast. And then on November the 24th through the 27th, there will be a 2022 Christian Acapella Music Festival and Awards be held at the Hyatt Regency in Jacksonville Riverfront Hotel. And that address is 225 East Coastline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32202. And you can call for reservations at telephone number 855-516-1090. And the tickets are on sale now.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So who's on my playlist tonight? We have some new singles from Terry Mays, Nisa Rebels, Terry Mays out of Mario Valley, California. Nisa Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee. Tony Carter from Chi-Town, and Rain from Central Florida, Curtis Williamson from Miami, Florida, Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California, Dwayne Pugh and Brett MacArthur from both from Dallas, Texas, Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky, Vision from Houston, Texas, the Mid-Acapella Chorus out of Rogersville, Alabama, and many, many more.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
On the show tonight, my special guest will be Anthony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be talking about his 2020 album, My All. And Anthony will be dropping a new single on the show tonight as well. Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on the blast tonight. Stevie B is on the air.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Kicking off the show tonight, I have a double play coming your way. One of my favorite groups, the Melody Airs out of Houston, Texas. Their single, Your Soul Means a Lot, from their 1995 album, Working Hard. And Johnny Wilder Jr. was the producer for this album. Great album if you hadn't had a chance to hear that from the Melody Airs. I just love the Melody Airs. And that'll be followed by Terry Moore Mays from Mario Valley, California. She has a new single entitled Beyond Now. And this song was written by Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. And we did an exclusive interview with Terry on this broadcast, episode 225. And this song also features her daughter, Christine Sims. You're going to love this double play from the Melody Airs and Terry Moore Mays. You guys, Stevie B. On the ones and twos.
Your soul, hold on to,
hold on to
your soul,
your soul.
Your soul needs a lot.
Julia Wells, she lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and she made sure she wanted me to say that. Make sure she has an integrity ministry in Eastover. I told her I was going to make sure I mentioned that. Julia Wells, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hi, my name is Vonda Waller from the Columbus, Georgia area. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
In 4, 3, 2. Hey, this is Dorian Paul, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ooh,
wait. Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ooh,
wait.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
On the show tonight at the bottom, well, after my song of the week, my special guest will be Anthony Carter from Chicago, Illinois. We'll be discussing his 2020 album, My All. And Anthony will also be dropping a new single on that show. Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. Rain, realizing the enemy from Central Florida, has a new single, Nobody But Jesus. You're going to love this song. That'll be followed by Anissa Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee. She has a new single, I Know, from her 2020 album, Stronghold. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 179. Producer Lewis Clark from Desire Records also was on that show. That was a great show. I also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 38. And this song is also number 18 on the Top 20 Countdown show for the month of July. Enjoy this double play, Rain and Anissa Cooper. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
There is a name that I love to hear, and I love to sing of its words. I love to sing of its words.
And when I got off my knees, everything was alright.
give a shout out to Becky Anderson. She lives in Orlando, Florida. Becky Anderson, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts, singer of No Mistakes and album I Forgive You, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hello out there. This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee, former directress of Praise Unlimited. If you want to hear the latest and you want to hear the greatest, keep your station locked in to Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Good day, family. It's your boy George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
On the show tonight, after my song of the week, my special guest will be Anthony Carter from Chicago, Illinois. We'll be discussing his 2020 album, My All, and also Anthony will be dropping a new single here on the broadcast tonight.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Media Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed here on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we'll be featuring Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. We have a single from their 2005 album, Courtesy of God. And we also did a marathon show with Straight Company. It's episode number 76. And on that show, I had two of the original members of that group, Esay's Jesse Marat, and also the legendary Mark Clemens. And that group was established in 1975, so you can tell how long they've been together. And also, I did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 18. And also, Gun Smitty was on that show as well. So you're going to love my song of the week entitled Unto His Own.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Jesus brought his love,
came unto his own,
but his own did not receive.
He had no home,
he was alone.
Foxes have holes, birds have nests.
He was
Son of Man, not a place to lay his head. No home, he was alone.
He should be born in some place.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight, my special guest is Anthony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be discussing his 2020 album, My All, and also Anthony will be dropping a new single on the show tonight. Anthony, how you doing, my brother? Welcome to the blast.
Hey, Stevie B. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now we had Anthony on the broadcast. Was it last year, Anthony, or year before last?
Yeah, I believe it was last year, 2021.
Last year. Yeah, we debuted his album on the show. That's a great album you have, man. I like a lot of tracks that you have on the album. I play them all the time on all of my shows, not just this show, but I play them on my Tuesday and Thursday show as well. Why don't you introduce yourself to my listeners, for those who may not be familiar with you?
Okay. My name is Anthony Carter, and I am a songwriter primarily. I'm the guy who wrote "If Anybody Has a Reason to Sing, We Do," "Sweet Peace of Mind," and now folks are singing a lot of "Give Me a Song to Sing Like Jesus" all across the country. So I decided to, you know, put all of those songs. This album is kind of a compilation of songs that I've written over the years, and I decided to put them all together and remaster them and release them, and now you can hear them wherever you stream music, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that you stream music. Just say Anthony Carter, My All, and these songs will come up, and it's my prayer that they will continue to be a blessing to the brotherhood, and as they've been in the past.
Now, I didn't know you wrote "Sweet Peace of Mind." I didn't know you wrote that.
Oh, Stevie, I didn't tell you that story. There's a story behind that.
I didn't hear the story.
Yeah, back in the 90s, I worked for State Farm Insurance, and they had a contest amongst claims adjusters to come up with a song that embodied the good neighbor spirit. You know, State Farm has a "Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is their tagline," right? Mm-hmm. So I wrote the verse to "Sweet Peace of Mind," which says, "When the storms of life come and you need someone, we'll be there for you. When you don't think you can stand, we'll reach out our hand. We'll be there to see you through." And then I put the State Farm tagline on the end, and I said, "And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there." I won the contest, Stevie. The home office at State Farm sent the video team to my office and taped me singing the song, and they put it on an intercompany video and distributed it throughout the entire nation. So
wow.
All of the claims force in the United States watched this.
Wow.
But after doing storm duty is what we call it, where I went to Hurricane Andrew down in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and saw houses that were blown to the ground. And I had to deny claims for people for one reason or another didn't have proper coverage. They sent me 4 years to Los Angeles in 94, and I worked the Norris earthquake for a year. And I had to deny coverage to many people who didn't have proper coverage on their homes to repair damages from the earthquake. And so I just said to myself, you know, State Farm isn't always there when people need help. And I'm going to take this song back and give it to God.
Right. Hey, so, Anthony, it looked like State Farm was looking for a scapegoat.
I guess so. You know, that's the job of the claims adjuster. Sometimes we get to say yes and help people, but other times we have to say no, you know. But I took that song back, brought it home to Chicago, taught it to my home congregation course where I was the director at Sheldon Heights. Mm-hmm. And Sister Crystal Carter, my cousin, led it, and it took off. Darwin Mason Sr., moved from Chicago down to Nashville. He took the song with him, taught it to the Nashville Youth Chorus, and they traveled all over the country singing at the time. And before I knew it, everybody around the country was singing "Sweet Peace of Mind."
Wow, that's awesome, man! That's an awesome story. Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So you're actually a claims adjuster. You're a claims adjuster.
Well, I used to be. Now I left State Farm in 2000 and started my own business. And now I've been an entrepreneur for the last 22 years. I own a construction company.
So you're building houses or commercial buildings? What are you building?
Oh, we do repairs. I stayed in the insurance-related industry for 14 years. I was on State Farm, what they call Premier Service Plus. It was a program where they would send a contractor directly to someone's house to do the repairs. And I was actually the only African-American-owned company on that program in Illinois for about 13, 14 years until it shut down. So I stayed in the insurance restoration industry, but I also do kitchens, bathrooms, basements, total gut rehabs. That's, you know, that's the moneymaker, and the music is the love, the passion.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Now tell us about this new single. Now, you remastered this new single, My Own?
Yeah, I released it initially, like you mentioned, in 2021, but I just released it locally, and I remastered it and put it out just a couple of weeks ago on all of the streaming services. And the album has 15 tracks on it. My All is the title track, and that's the only song on the entire album that I did not write. I've been very particular about performing songs, original songs, for most of my adult life. But this particular song, I feel like it was written for me. It was written by Brother John Malone down in Rogersville, Alabama, from the Southside Singers, minister of the Rogersville Church of Christ. I'd invited the Southside Singers up to Chicago back in 2009 or somewhere about there, 2008, 2009, and they sang on our anniversary concert. And while they were in town, John came over to my house and he said, "Hey, Tony, I want you to listen to this song I wrote." He had not introduced it to the Southside Singers at all. It was just something he had in his head. So I sat at the piano and I worked out the chords while he sang it to me, and I recorded him singing it to me. And it sat on my computer, Stevie, for all of this time, for 10 years, 11 years. And then I just stumbled across it during the pandemic when I was perusing through my computer, and I listened to it and immediately put the headphones on and did all of the voices myself on this track. And about 4 hours later, I came out with My All.
So John Malone never said nothing to you about that over 10 years?
No, he forgot about it, I guess. And he never recorded it with his groups or any of his choirs. You know, he sings with Committed. He sings with his, you know, with his brother and Committed, and with the Southside Singers. And they've never recorded it or anything. And when I put it out, I called him and let him know, and he was more than excited to hear it.
Yeah.
And I was really proud of the arrangement that I put to it.
I can just imagine how he felt when he heard you sing that song, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. That's awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got my man.
It's been a blessing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's been a blessing to many. Many have given me feedback that they really enjoy it. It's got a little bit of a different arrangement than the traditional that we're used to hearing. It's got a little bit of a African vibe to it in the harmonies and such. But it's really hit home with a lot of folks.
Hey, that is awesome. Is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to before we close out this segment?
You know what? I'll shout-out to you, Steve. You're doing a wonderful job, man. Keep up the good work. The master of acapella music. Give a shout-out to my wonderful wife and all of my many children, my 7 kids.
Wow,
the oldest, 28, and the youngest is 4.
Hey, Tony, you was not playing, was you? Hey, brother, I certainly appreciate you, man. I love your album, that 2020 album, My All. You have some nice tracks on there, man. And I love this, your title track as well, My All. Hey, brother, thank you for joining us here on The Blast tonight and sharing your music with us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Anthony Tony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. He just released his 2020 album last year, My All, and he remastered this single, My All, that we're going to play here tonight. It's the title track of this album, My All. I think you're really going to enjoy what you're hearing from Anthony. I just love this brother. Enjoy this single play by Anthony Carter. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. All of my days. I give you my life. Great or small, I give you my all.
She lives in Springfield Gardens, New York. She's a nurse there in Springfield Gardens, New York. Adelia Dankera, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Hey, this is Dwayne Pugh from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
What's up, everybody? This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Tori.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. Vonda Tucker Waller from Phoenix City, Alabama. She has a single, So Glad You Blessed Me, from her 2004 album, So Glad You Blessed Me. We did an exclusive interview with Vonda here on this broadcast, episode 183. That'll be followed by Vision out of Houston, Texas. They have a new single entitled Favor from their 2019 album, While I'm Still Young. And Vision will be my special guest on November the 11th. Enjoy this double play, Vonda Tucker Waller and Vision. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Every day I thank you, God, lifting up your holy name, singing praises every day, 'cause your love never changed. Lord, you've been so good to me. You opened doors I couldn't reach. I've got to praise your name. Lord, who am I to know your way? And who am I to stand here safe? When there are others who don't know God, from whom all their blessings flow. And when I think of all the wrong I've done, and how still you sent your only son, Lord, I'm so undeserving of your grace. Oh, but you gave it in. About the fact that I could be out there lost and dying in my sin,
but your grace and your mercy came along and took me on in.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, 'cause I'd been traveling down that road so long. Your grace.
Oh, and I'm so glad you changed me, Lord, before it was too late.
I'm so glad you
saved me, Lord.
I have one thing I'd like to say. I just wanna say thank you.
Oh,
because he is
I've never seen before. Amazing grace behind every door. I cannot escape God's love. He pours it way down from above. If you ask me how I made it this far, I'll be sure to tell you it's by grace. Oh, favor.
She lives in New York City. She's a fashion designer there in New York City. Quinn May, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, family, what's good? This is Eastface with Straight Company. And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Blast, the Master Blaster. Go ahead on.
This is Troy Marables of Made New Acapella in Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Stevie B. This is Lewis Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee. How you doing tonight?
Is that brother Lewis Cooper from DeZell Records?
Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
All right. All right, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Did you call into the show to tell me about some new music you got?
Nope. Now, I know we prepped before we got on this call. I said, oh, ain't you that name?
Now, come on, Lou. Come on, Lou.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Louis Cooper from Dazelle Records. He was on the show last year with the Nisa Rebels at that time. And he was her producer. She released her new album, her 2020 album, My All. Great album if you hadn't had a chance to hear it. Brother, I'm just glad to be talking to you tonight, man.
Stronghold album, Stronghold.
Stronghold. What did I say? I said
My
All. I still got Anthony Carter on my brain. That's why I said My All. I apologize for that. Yeah, that's the 2020 Stronghold album that Anissa Cooper has. Yeah, that's a great album, man. I just played one of her singles earlier in the show. Did you hear it?
No, sir. I missed
it. Yeah, I played one of her singles earlier. So tell me, man, what you been up to?
Oh, man, just working, I'm trying to get some new music out, but, you know, it's slow going.
Well, what you working on?
I've been working on my own album for going on 15 years, man. I just hadn't released anything, so it's time to release something.
So is it finished? But you're going to release some singles off of it?
Yes, sir. You're going to be the first one to get it.
Okay. Now, when you want to do that?
Lord's willing, Stevie. If the creek don't rise and don't nothing happen, I'm going to have it to you the first of next month.
Okay. Now, how many do you want to release?
One.
Just one?
I'm going to do one. Just one stop
now. Now, how many tracks you got on your album?
I don't know yet, Stevie. I got so many ideas of which ways I want to go with the album.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't nailed it down just yet.
Now, do you have a name for the album?
I do not. I do not. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Lord say so, the creek don't rise. Louis Cooper, the producer from Dazelle Records. Well, you're the executive producer of Dazelle Records, right? Diesel Records.
Yes. Diesel Records, yes, sir. But Anissa will actually be producing my album, so.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
That's good, man. Yeah. Is Anissa around?
She is sitting right here with me. Yes, she is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Anissa, how you doing?
Stevie B, I'm doing just fine. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. I played your song earlier tonight.
You know I sure appreciate you.
Yeah. You know it's number 18 on my top 20 countdown, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. Your single I Know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's number 18.
Wonderful. Stevie, you know, coming to you in 2020 to get that CD played was the best thing that me and Louis could have done. You've really opened up the doors for us to be able to get our music out and for others to hear it. And so we just thank you for, you know, who you are and this platform that you have built over the years. And we just hope and pray that God just keeps blessing you, brother, to keep doing what you do.
Thank you so much. Now, you're not supposed to bring the host to tears on the radio, on live radio. You're not supposed to do that. That's not a good look for me.
From the heart, I promise.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate you. Now, that's not the first time that this has happened. It seems like a lot of people are starting to do that to me now. I don't know what is going on here. Folks are bringing me to tears here. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you're getting sentimental.
Yeah, I need to go to the doctor and get my T level checked. That's what that is. Get that testosterone level checked. I need to get that checked. Yeah. But, hey, thank you. Hey, but we're looking forward to releasing your new music, man. The first of the month, we're going to hold you to that, too. The first show in September, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be expecting some new music from Dazelle Record, Louis Cooper. This brother, he's very talented, and I'm just looking forward to hearing what he has. So we're looking forward to that, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for riding with us on the blast tonight. And I don't know. I think you told your wife to say something to make me cry on the air. That wasn't right. That just wasn't right.
Nah, that wasn't me, Steve. She's just all poetic and stuff. That's what she did. Yeah. She's a songwriter.
Yeah, she know how to hit them heartstrings, boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
She cut me. She cut me tonight.
Give me the beat. I can work with the beat. I can't do the words. That's a joke.
I know that's right. Hey, brother, thank you for calling in and riding with us on the blast tonight. Certainly appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. This your girl, Toni Washington from Journey Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
I'm just singing Stevie B.
It's your boy Lil Lou from Athens, Alabama at Diesel Records. Giving a shout out to my man Stevie B with the Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Every Friday night we get down just like this. Diesel Records, baby. Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
And I'm on my way to work one night, and I see a guy jogging, 82 below zero. The guy's jogging. I have to tell you this from my heart. Never in my life. If I had a stronger urge to run over another human being with my car. He would have thanked me. I know he would have. This guy's got a problem. He just don't know how to quit. That's all. Probably left his wife hanging on his leg. Not again, Herbie. You'll die out there. Shut up. I got to run. I run every day. I don't get jogging. I've tried it. I wasn't very good. I'd run a mile, buy half a dozen donuts, and then walk home. I ran every day for a month and a half and gained 21 pounds. So. I don't care what your doctor tells you. That jogging will pack on the flab, man. So a friend of mine said your problem is you don't understand. You have a lack of information. If you understood it more, you'd enjoy it more. He bought me a book on jogging. They write books on how to jog. How intellectually deprived do you have to be to not figure out how to jog? Where do you run into problems? Oh, gee, I'm skipping again. You know, honey, there's a lot more to this jogging than meets the eye. Are there people in America so dense they see runners on the horizon? How do they do that? There's got to be a book. And the book is thick. It means they fill it with information you'll never use. One whole chapter devoted to how to train for a marathon. I read the first line and looked at my wife and said, like, we'll ever live 26 miles from a donut shop. Why else would anybody run that far? Some information I used. What to do if you're ever out running and a dog chases you. That's right, that happens. And they tell you not to try to outrun the dog because the dog will catch you and bite you. So what you're supposed to do... It was when you hear the dog, you stop running, you turn around, you face the beast, point your finger at him so he knows you're talking to him. You don't want any confusion out there. You know, an armadillo can run by, then you got total chaos. After you point, you stomp your foot, you go, free! The loud voice is supposed to let the dog know you're the one in charge.
Yeah.
So I'm out jogging one morning, and trust me, this is the pace I jog at. I didn't want to break a sweat while I was out running, because we know how annoying that could be. And I got in my zone, and you runners know what a zone is. That's where your thoughts become so focused on one thing, and I'm thinking glazed. I'm going to get a glaze. Give me a cinnamon roll and a buttery croissant. From my zone, I get awoken by this vicious sound. I stop running, and I turn around, coming down the street, full bore, with his teeth flared. These are teeth. Is this tiny little three-legged dog. Thing's missing his right front leg, and he is motoring. He's like... Well, perhaps I'm warped, but I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I couldn't get freeze on. I was laughing at him. I just pointing at him and spitting on myself. He kept coming. So anyway, he got close enough to me. I got nervous. I let him have it. I went, freeze! And just like the book, the dog stopped. Then began to tip where the leg was missing. Poor thing, I could see it in his eyes. Oh, not again! And he hopped up right away and growled. Arr. I go, too late, man, you blew it. I was scared, I was, man, not no more. Why don't you come with me, I'll get you Krispy Kreme.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on The Blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master
of acapella gospel music.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
You have a deal. Again?
Hey, Stevie B. Michelle Marco in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Michelle Marco. How you doing?
Phenomenally blessed indeed. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know I'm flying 30,000 feet.
Amen.
Where's my friend at tonight?
Oh, Mom is asleep. She cooked.
She's asleep.
And she went to bed.
What did she cook?
Oh, my God. Let's see. Sweet potatoes, tuna patties from scratch. And she cooked other stuff, too. I just don't remember everything she cooked. Mom cooked almost every day.
And you know them sweet potatoes knocked her right on out, didn't they?
Amen.
Hey, how you enjoying the flight tonight on The Blast?
Loving the show. Great interview.
Yeah, we got some great artists in our brotherhood. I tell you, I'm very proud of these artists. I'm just proud to be affiliated with them, you know?
Amen. I concur.
Got some good music. You can't deny the music. You might not like me, but you can't deny the music.
I'm going to pray for you.
Huh?
I'm going to pray for you.
I'm just having fun on a Friday night, you know.
I know.
It's a good show.
That's why I love the show.
It's just a good show. As I listen, and I listen to this show all the time, I'm like, is that really me acting crazy like that on Friday night?
Yeah, if you need special help.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go check myself in at a facility on Monday morning.
Go to the VA. Go to the VA.
I go to the VA. Hey, thank you for riding with us on the blast tonight. And tell Vidania I said hello.
You're here so later when she wake up.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the show. All right.
Thank you.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way from my man, Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur, both from Dallas, Texas. Their single, God's Music, from their 2019 album, Life in Music. And we debuted that album here on this broadcast. Episode 177. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 37. Now, this song is number 13 on my top 20 countdown show for the month of July. That'll be followed by Joyful Noise from California. Their single, Have a Little Talk. You're going to love this song. Enjoy this double play, Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur, and Joyful Noise. You guys, Stevie B, on the ones and twos.
I remember Sunday morning, Daddy was turned on. See the house changing, rearranging, yeah, things shifted. I felt the fun through the crowds of joy, oh yeah. Although problems stayed, felt like life would get much better when that music played. I felt it down deep in my soul, the kind of music that cannot be ignored, no. This music, I choose it, 'cause it keeps me going on. He gave a voice to people who had none, gave hope to people who needed some. I must confess, I think we're better 'cause this music gave us consciousness, yeah.
God music, something found.
beyond genre.
Oh, yeah.
Can pick you up from under.
Oh, yeah.
Hit life circumstance. Let you know you still have a chance. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, good.
Talk, talk, better talk, have a
This is Cool as Debris, and you are listening to Stevie B, the master blaster of acapella gospel music.
Welcome. This is Garrick Edison of the acapella group One Hope in Christ, straight out of Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast radio show, and he's dropping bombs. Oh, boom, boom.
Hi, this is Yvonne Gooch, owner of Blazing Crackers, and I am a proud sponsor of Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Blazing Crackers, stay on fire.
You need a treat, you're hungry, you need something to eat. So you need a treat, you're hungry, show enough hungry, need something to eat.
Blazing crackers,
B-L-A-Z-I-N crackers, yeah. B-L-A-Z-I-N crackers, yeah. B-L-A-Z-I-N crackers, yeah.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665 or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
Just a program reminder, Stevie B's Media Production presents, we're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. The telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. And the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel-light-radio-show. Or just go to the Blog Talk Radio website and you will see all of my on-demand episodes on that website. Just type in Stevie B Media Productions. On Tuesday night each week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show. And on every second Tuesday of the month, we have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ who will be making their proclamation of the gospel of Christ. Also during that show, we have the Community Corner segment. This segment's for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our communities. And I also have four co-hosts on that show. Lou Gilbert, he's the evangelist for the Oakwood Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Isa Mullins, he serves with the Church of Christ there in Cary, North Carolina. And then on the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my co-host Shauna Otis, she serves with the Greenway Church of Christ there in Nashville, Tennessee. She has her team, the Mid-Tennessee Singles Ministry. And then the fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my co-host Kelly Fletcher, she serves with the Livingstone Church of Christ in Indianapolis, Indiana. She has the Kelly Fletcher Show. And then on Thursday, we have the Gospel Light Radio Show that airs from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I have eight co-hosts on that show who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week I have two co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking questions from my social media platform called Shout It Out on Facebook, and I will be posing one of those questions to my co-host live on that show. Now, I'm no longer on Facebook, but my platform still is, so we're still taking questions from that platform. Now, on Friday, I'm hosting a live show, Stevie B Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and this show will air from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on this show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. And we're also interviewing artists, producers, comedians, etc. And we also debuting new music and featuring old music on this radio show. And every third Friday of the month, we have my Top 20 Countdown show. And on August the 19th, I'll be doing the Top 20 Countdown show for the month of August. And we also have my on-demand episodes. There's a variety of platforms, musical platforms that you can go to listen to these shows. You can go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, just to name a few. Just search for Stevie B Media Productions. And also have recorded version shows. These shows were album date shows mostly. And the same playlist that I use for my live show here on Blog Talk Radio, I just did a recorded version show. I don't have my voice in those shows. It's just the music being played straight through. And these shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B Recorded Version Shows. And want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you'd like to become a sponsor, just contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her phone number is 954-687-4705. And her telephone number, yeah, the three E's of Stevie B's Media Production is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude my program announcements. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Monthly Triple
Spin.
For the month of August, we'll be featuring New Image from Nashville, Tennessee. We've taken three singles from their 1999 album, Christ in You, and from their 2010 album, New Life. And I did an exclusive interview with a few of those members, episode 239. And these group members, this group features Rasheed Booker and Daryl Barnett. And Daryl Barnett, D-Blow, he's an active member there with Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. And the three singles that we are featuring for the month of August is Lord, You're Holy, I Just Love That Song, followed by God Has Smiled on Me, I Just Love That Song Too. And that'll be followed by In My Father's House, I Just Love That. Enjoy this monthly triple spin for the month of August.
Stevie B's Monthly Triple
Spin.
Sing it again, for God has In my Father's house, in my Father's house,
my Lord. Many mansions. Here's a place where you'll never grow. Gates of pearls and walls of jasper, and the streets are paved with the purest gold. There'll be no crying and no dying in that land. Oh no, in that city not made with hands. Oh Lord, there'll be no crying and no dying in that land. In that city not made with
TVB's monthly triple
spin.
I'm Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California, and I'm listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
Ooh. I'm Lavinas Carter, and I sing with Truly Blessed out of Atlanta, Georgia. You are listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
It's your favorite DJ,
Stevie B,
the Blaster Master
of Acapella Gospel Music.
TVB's Old 100s.
My Old 100 feature has been dedicated to my dear sister and friend, the late Wyvonda General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show.
TVB's Old 100s.
This week we are featuring in my Old 100s, Henry L. Harris. His single, Give Thy Servant Wings, the 2006 album, I Got the Victory. You're going to love that song. That'll be followed by the United Quintet of Chicago from Chicago, Illinois. Their single, Danger, from their 2005 album, We're Still Here. Enjoy my Old 100s.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
Ever since I found Christ, there have been something in my life that makes me feel
like flying away, to be at rest, to be at rest.
And my soul is a heaven bound, world of hell is all around. That makes me feel
like flying away, to be at rest.
Yeah, give me wings,
give that servant wings.
Give me wings,
give that
Lord, wings
of faith to fly away, to be at rest.
My soul
to be
is
tired.
Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
And I'll
fly away somewhere to be at rest.
As I travel through this land, I'll meet Satan and his band. That makes me
feel like flying away, to be at rest, to be at rest.
As I go from door to door, loved one gone to come no more. That makes me
feel like flying away, to be at rest.
Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
Come on and give me wings,
give that servant
wings.
Lord, wings of faith to fly away, to be at rest.
My soul is tired. Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
And I'll
fly away somewhere to be at rest.
Maybe some night when I recline, something steals across my mind. That makes me
feel like flying away, to be at rest, to be at rest.
And the morning when I rise, something steals across my mind. That makes me
feel like flying away, to be at rest.
Give me wings, come on and give me wings.
Give that
Lord,
wings of faith to fly away, to be at rest.
My soul is tired. Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
Give me wings,
give that servant wings.
And I'll fly away somewhere to be at rest.
My father.
Everybody, this is Mario McKinnon coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Y'all keep listening.
For everything he's done, I got to praise the Lord. I praise the Lord.
it's your boy, Lil Lou, from Diesel Records, giving a shout out to my main man, Stevie B. And every Friday night, we get down just like this. Acapella gospel music blast!
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. Stevie B's on the radio, we're gonna pray tonight. If you get to me,
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
To the stage, give a big hand for Joe Recca.
Boy, everything is so expensive, boy. You can't live the kind of life you want to live if you don't make some money. My aunt passed away down in Norfolk, Virginia. Her funeral was $11,000. 11 grand. And doctors are talking about black people are living longer. I guess so. We can't afford to die at these prices. Our brother better hold on. $11,000? That's why black people don't commit suicide. So if you want to kill yourself, you got to save up for it first. Anybody got 11 grand laying around? She got an insurance policy for $500. Walk into a funeral home with $500. They wouldn't put your hand in the dirt for $500. You couldn't lay away nobody for $500. Why don't you upgrade the policy? Yeah, 50 years ago you could bury somebody for $500. Not today. Upgrade the policy. She smoked Newport cigarettes and she drank Sprite. So at her funeral, her daughter put a can of Sprite and a pack of Newport cigarettes in a casket with her mama. I'm sitting in the back of the church going, this got to be the craziest mess I've seen in my life. They got her, here she laying in the casket dead, and then they got her hand up like this, like she doing a commercial for Sprite and Newports. She looked like Weekend at Bernie's. She up there. Why would you bury your mama holding a can of Sprite and a pack of Newport cigarettes? And you know, and they didn't even bury the woman. I can't even make this stuff up. They didn't bury the woman. They cremated her. And the first Thanksgiving dinner after she was cremated, her daughter brings her to the Thanksgiving dinner. Now, don't nobody want to say nothing to her, cause you know she just lost her mama. She's mourning over mama. You know. Don't nobody want to say, look, Wanda. We all sorry about your mama and everything, but you know, we trying to have dinner here. You know, and you know, you got your mama sitting on top of the table there, baby. You know, no disrespect, but you know, she got her mama sitting there right by the salt and pepper shaker, like she's a condiment. I thought the woman was some oregano. I like to sprinkle on my food. I'm like, look, Wanda, get your mama off the table, baby. A label or something. Somebody gonna think she an ashtray and it's gonna really be ashes to ashes. Get your mama off the table, baby. Put it in the sink. I don't know what you wanna do with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, everybody going back to school nowadays, right? That's the thing. Go back to school. More education, more money. At least that's the way it's supposed to work. You know? Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. You know? I got a friend of mine who works for the airlines. And she's taking a Spanish class because she wants to be bilingual. She was telling me, she said, you know, Joe, if you learn how to speak Spanish, you can make a lot of money. I'm like, well, Spanish people speak Spanish, and they can't make no money speaking it.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's song of the week.
We want to dedicate this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Media Productions from 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week, we are featuring Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. We have a single from their 2005 album, Courtesy of God. And I also did a marathon show for Straight Company, episode number 76. And on that show, I had two of the original members of that group, Jesse Marah Esaid and the legendary Mark Clemens. And also Glenn Smith was on that show. This group was established in 1975, so they've been around for a while making good music. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 8. Enjoy this song of the week entitled Unto His Own. You're going to love this song.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Jesus brought his love,
came unto his own,
but his own did not receive.
He had no home. Have holes, birds have nests, Son of Man, not a place to lay his head, no home, he was alone,
yo,
he was alone.
It's all so wrong, hey, it's wrong.
I got a double play coming your way. My man Curtis Williams, I'm from Miami, Florida. He has a new single from his 2022 album, Whatever Comes My Way. We debuted that album here on this broadcast on episode 271. That was on last Friday night's show. You're going to love this song by Curtis Williams. And that'll be followed by Kenya Shelley from Clover, California. She has a new single entitled Just Let Go. I just love this song. And this song features Nuff Said on the rap lyrics. I just love it. We did an exclusive interview with Kenya on the broadcast with her producer, Cornell Clark, from Pasadena, California. That's episode 260. Enjoy this double play, Curtis Williamson and Kenya Shelley. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Trust in my son, forget not my law. Oh, but let my heart keep my mercy and truth forsake thee.
in thy own eyes.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Yeah. Honor the Lord with all thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Thurman Metters with the Ministry Church of Christ Adult Chorus, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast. With you is where I want
Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the clock on the wall, it's time for me to bring this big iron bird on down to the ground. I need to bring it on down. I need to bring it on down. We got this big iron bird safely on the ground. This is the part of the show where I have to say goodnight. I got to go. I really enjoy playing these inspirational songs and tickling your funny bone. I want to thank my special guest on the show tonight, Anthony Tony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. That brother has some great music. That 2020 My All album he has just outstanding. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to that album, check it out. Go check it out, please. And also, my man, Lewis Cooper, called into the broadcast tonight. He's going to be releasing some new music here first week in September, so we're looking forward to that. So certainly appreciate him riding with us on the blast. And always, I appreciate Michelle Markin, a mother. I can't even think of her name. Vidania. I don't know what. I tell you, I've had a lot on my mind tonight, folks. Vidania, wake up, Vidania. Yeah, I always like messing with them on the show. I certainly appreciate their support. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot deny what you're on the blast on a Friday night. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Well, I want to thank most of all the God of heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me the privilege, and it is indeed a privilege, to be spending this time with you on a Friday night. So until we meet again, may God continue to bless your lives. It may bless you real, real good. You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella for Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Picking us on off the show tonight will be Karen Katrina Waller from Albany, Georgia. She has a single, In Due Time. You're going to love this song from the 2000 album, In Due Time. And that'll be followed by Committed Acapella Chorus out of Rogersville, Alabama. Their single, I'll Go, from the 2002 album, Committed. And we did an exclusive interview with Brian Malone, the core director, episode 246, and also episode number 23. We debuted that new album, that latest album, 2017 album, We Your People. That's a great album that they have as well. Also did a recorded version of that show, episode number 9 and 16 from that marathon show that I did with Committed as well. That's episode number 49, if you get a chance to hear that show. Let me hit you with three pieces before I get up out of here. Peace, peace, peace. And I'll see you, Lord say so, on the other side. Good night, everybody. I'm Stevie B, and I'm out.
Thank you.
trying to do the Lord's work. There was no sign of trouble. Well, that's what I thought at first. Now I'm feeling kind of good, and I'm feeling kind of strong. Things have been running so smooth, but that wouldn't last for long. Now I hear somebody knocking. I did as I'd done before. I twisted the knob and there he was. The devil was at my front door. He said, I know you're kind of busy. I was just in the neighborhood. I haven't seen you in quite a long while. Heard you were doing so good. I was wondering if I could come in, sit down and visit a spell, and just judging from that smile on your face, you've been missing me too, I can tell. Now what he fails to realize is that my Lord's will I won't compromise. He's my sword and my shield. I won't yield to your tricks. He has made me wise. So
I ain't got time for you.
Be on your way, cause
be on your way, Satan.
I ain't got time for you. My focus is on His will.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So be on your way. Much work to do, ain't got time for you, and I don't have the time to wait. Now don't you come back around. It's His grace and His peace that I found. He supplies all my needs. He's there for me, and He'll never let me down. So
I ain't got time for you.
Be on your way.
Be on your way.
I ain't got time for you.
I'ma walk in the straight and narrow.
Be on your way, cause you cannot stay. I ain't got time for you.
I'm busy. Oh, and I. together. Go preach with all your might. So he heard your calling in his life. Jonah didn't do what he knew was right. Oh, but you were patient, Lord, and you waited on him just like you've waited on me.
You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast, episode 272.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.